Arch Obler's play. On the winds of the night, we bring you a story whispered in the night.
Comedy. Oh, you do not mean it, senor.
I do.
It is a joke, senor.
Not at all.
But the money.
Definitely not interesting.
But it is not sensible.
That makes me in tune with the time.
Senor Madison, I am a simple man.
And I am a tired one.
I know that when nations are at each other's throats, men of your peculiar talents are beyond price.
So your price is 50,000.
So, it is the money, eh? Senor Madison, we are a poor country.
Now, wait a minute, Savannah, wait. Look, I'm a very tired man. I'll say it again in simple little words and try to understand, will you? I, Terence Madison, am through with wars, foreign or domestic. Comprende?
But you are a fighting man, senor. You will live and die a fighting man.
All I can do is repeat. I'm done, through, finished with fighting, foreign or domestic. And that, believe me, is that.
Si, senor, I hear what you say, and yet I cannot believe.
Believe this, Savannah. You're as outdated as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, outdated, outmoded. Like a bow and arrow against a machine gun battalion.
But I do not understand.
You're still promoting little 2x4 Sunday to Monday revolutions down in that little peanut country of yours. You yell, hail to freedom. You fire off a couple of guns. You kick one presidente out and put in a new one. You line your pocket. And in a few months, you do it all over again. Well, that's old-fashioned stuff, Savannah. You can't see them yet, but they're coming to put you out of business just the way they did to me.
Who, senor? Who?
The amateurs.
Hmm?
Yeah, the amateurs. War used to be a job for professionals. They had certain rules of conduct. Chivalry, international law, and all the rest. But now that's all over with. The amateurs are moving in. And I'm moving out.
I do not know.
No, you don't know, so I'm telling you. War isn't war anymore. It's a gang fight. Shoot him in the back. Knife him in the wrist. If they ask you what you're doing, tell them you're going to church.
No,
let me finish. To me, the excitement of promoting your little two-bit revolutions is a game. A tough game, but a game because we played it with rules. With a kind of respect for the other fellows inside. We didn't use flamethrowers. We didn't machine gun the kids in the streets. The amateurs worked that stuff up, so if they're in, I'm out. They move into your country and they shove a knife in your heart and tell you it's for your own good. Pretty soon they'll start using poison gas on the kids and poison germs in the drinking water.
I'm begging your pardon for the interruption, sir, but it's almost 9 o'clock.
Well, can't you see I'm busy? Can't you?
Yes, sir, but it's almost 9 o'clock. Your appointment with the mayor.
Huh? Oh, yes. Thanks, ma'am.
Senor Madison, all these things you have been saying, they mean nothing to me. I ask you one question. The opposition. They have bought you?
Look, for all I know, you're the opposition.
Ah, then you will reconsider and join.
No, of course not. I'm not joining anybody. I'm parking right here in New York and starting to enjoy life.
Senor.
Get it through your head, will you? For the last 10 years, I haven't had a week of rest and quiet. Mexico, El Chaco, Manchuria, cross and double cross, blood and filth and bullets. I tell you, I'm
begging your pardon, sir, your appointment and the senor's hat.
Huh? Oh, yes. Well, you'll have to excuse me now, Savannah. My appointment with the mayor.
You have made me, how you say, a very confusing man, Senor Madison. I do not understand you. Yes, perhaps I had better go. Adios, Senor. Adios.
Good day. He's confused. I've got a headache.
Have you that, sir?
Yeah, and thanks, Murph. The senor was getting in my hair.
I figured I'd better do something before you dropped him out the window.
You must have been reading my mind. That's a great thing, Murph.
What, sir?
Make up one's mind and then fight.
Aye.
Yeah, a couple of old campaigners, Murph. About time we went to pasture.
Not old, sir.
Old enough to know that I don't want any part of their wars. Peace and quiet. At least until the bombs start falling.
Right, you are, sir. It's going to be good for having a little peace and quiet.
Quiet that, Murph.
Yes, sir. Hello? Who's this speaking? Never mind who I am, who are you?
Nice going, Murphy.
No, Mr. Madison ain't giving interviews.
Nice going again, Murphy.
No, if you come up here, I'll throw you out.
Bravo, man.
No, listen to me. All Mr. Madison authorizes me to say is that he's come back to America to rest. And that no matter who starts the war, he ain't in it. Goodbye.
Murphy, old horse, remind me to give you my quad again.
The trouble with the reporters in this town, sir, is that they don't believe you. And I don't blame them.
What's this?
Well, 5 times in the last 5 years you've announced you were so adventuring. And then I'm sure you and all the rest of it. You can't blame them for doubting you, sir.
Murphy, I say it again, and this time I mean it. I'm through, done, finished with war. Obscure. Oblivion. That's what I want.
We'll get that 6 foot under, sir.
Fair enough. Murph, believe me, I've thought this out from A to Z. I absolutely don't want excitement again as long as I live. Yes, sir. I'm going to spend the rest of my days fishing. And you can hold a rod.
A pretty picture, sir. A pretty picture. Yes. And now, if you don't mind, sir, I'd like to be running off.
What's the attraction? Blonde at the cigar shop?
Oh, no, sir. It's me teeth.
Huh?
You remember the day down in Santa Ana when that crazy peon took a swipe at me? I'm having some new choppers put in.
A dentist appointment at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, you see, sir, the dentist...
Okay, Murph, if that blonde does dental work, far be it for me to spoil her fun. Go on, run along.
Yes, sir. I'll be back early, sir.
Dentist appointment. Well, I've got what I want. Easy chair, footstool, pipe. There's one jungle habit I'll have to get rid of, or they'll be electing me to run for something. Peace and quiet. All the peace and all the quiet. What?
What
now? What? Well, look here, lady. Where'd you come from?
Where am I? What now?
Who am I? Well, I'm just the guy who rents these rooms, that's all. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Say, you come to the fire escape?
And shall be a slave? No. And no good bear. Oh, God, one of these new, strange barbarians.
Hey, what is this? What are you talking about? What are you doing in my room?
I do not know. My head. Oh, please. A sip of water.
Say, you are groggy, aren't you? Here, sit down. I'll get you some water. There, drink.
Oh.
Now tell me what this is all about. Who are you? Where's the masquerade?
Masquerade? It's a strange word. I know it now.
I mean the outfit, the dress. What are you supposed to be dressed up like? One of those Greek goddesses?
Greek? I'm not Greek. I'm a queen of Rome.
Listen, lady, you may be the queen of the May, for all I care, but what are you doing in my room at this time of night? How'd you get here? What do you want?
Shelter, oh, barbarian. I beg of thee, shelter.
Shelter? Now, look here, beautiful. I don't know what your game or what your gag is, but please go away and let me read my book in peace.
Well, speak it strangely, oh, barbarian, but thy face is kind. Please, I beg of thee. Hide me from the sins of wrath.
Listen, will you please quit the clowning and talk English?
I do not understand.
Oh, yes, you do. I mean those I's and thou's and all that nonsense. Now, come on, beautiful. Tell me what this all about. What are those crazy clothes? What are you doing, settling the bet?
Please, I beg you, listen.
Sure.
Do not set me forth into the night. His meanings are all about me.
Huh?
They would strike me down, even their love for me. For Nero's words strike fear into the heart of every man.
Nero? Nero? What are you talking about? Why? Well, you're going to tell me your name and what you're doing here, or do I have to call for the house detective?
My name is Olivia.
Olivia. Olivia what? And what are you doing here? What's the... Say, you're trembling. You really are afraid. Well, come on, out with it. Talk sense. Who are you hiding from?
My husband.
Your husband? Oh, look here, lady. That's one kind of excitement I'm not looking for. Why don't you go find a nice policeman and tell him all your troubles?
Thou speakest so strangely, barbarian. And yet, oh, I pray thee, do not send me forth. For if thou dost, then I shall die this very night.
Die? You mean your old man intends to murder you?
I shall be killed this very night. The word has gone forth from Nero's lips. And Nero is a god.
Nero? Nero? Was that your name? Olivia Nero?
I was a Caesar's wife once. And now that the strange fire has come into his brain, he would kill me. And none would stand in Nero's way.
Say, what is this? Listen, woman, talk sense and talk sense fast. Because in about 2 minutes, I'm going to reach for that phone and call the house detective. This is my room. I want peace and rest.
Oh, no, I beseech you. Be not angry. I tell the truth. I swear by all the gods. Nero searches everywhere for me. It's all here.
What?
This door. Oh, save me, barbarian.
Hey.
Come for me. I don't want
what to die. What kind of a merry-go-round is this? I warn you, if you don't tell me what's what, in about 2 seconds, I'm going to...
Oh.
Yes. Huh? Oh, my God. Another one.
Nero.
So, my little Olivia, thou didst think thou couldst escape from the great Nero, eh?
Hey, who in the devil are you? What do you people think my room is, Times Square?
Silent, barbarian, or I'll have thee thrown to the lion.
Huh?
Stand up, Olivia.
No, I beg of it.
I say stand up.
And I say shut up.
Barbarian, soon thou shalt be a lighted torch hanging from my garden gate.
And soon you're going to be wearing a couple of halos around your eyes. Now, look here, I'm a peaceable sort of fellow, but you two are going a little too far.
Eh?
What is this, running around in sheets, talking like a couple of Shakespearean actors and driving me crazy? Who are you? What's this all about?
I shall deal with you later, barbarian. But first it is you, Olivia. Thou art a simple thing, and yet thou art in my way to greater things.
Thou wouldst marry that painted wench of the street, Popeye.
Silent, woman.
No, I won't. Leave me, I tell you.
Stop yelling. You want people to think I'm beating a what? Oh, listen here, you two.
Silent, barbarian. Quickly, a cup of wine.
Wine? What do you think this is? I have no wine.
Then water, slave. Water.
But this is a fine thing. Crazy goof ordering me around in my own room.
I am His Highness Claudius Nero, Premier, Head of the State Religion, Commander-in-Chief of the Forces, and empowered to act as tribune of the people.
All right, smart Alec, keep on being cute. But let me tell you who I am. I'm Terence Henry Madison, seventh son of the seventh son, empowered by right of having paid the room rent on this place to throw you and this equally nutty woman right out on your masquerading ears. Now, will you get out of here?
The man is an idiot. He has ears which do not hear, and he speaks a strange tongue which I do not understand. Poor Olivia, thou hast found shelter with a madman.
Why, you... Oh, what's the use? I give up. I come all the way to New York for a little peace, and I find you two nuts. Go ahead. I don't know what your game is, but go right ahead. If this is somebody's idea of a practical joke, I might as well sit down and enjoy myself.
The man is mad. Olivia, come to me.
No. No, great Caesar.
Come to me.
Attaboy. Assert yourself.
Silence, barbarian. Now then, my little one. Why do you tremble and shrink from me?
You would kill me.
I would kill you. But is it not the duty of a true wife to do as her lord and master commands? Even to the sacrifice of her own life, that his might be stronger, more glorious?
I will leave home. I will go amongst friends.
And there to plot against me? Never.
Olivia, you must die.
Action. Come on, let's have a little more action.
Closer to me, Olivia.
No, great Caesar. I beseech thee.
Silence. Quickly, barbarian, a cup.
There's one right there on the table, Toots. Help yourself. This is your party.
Look, Olivia. Look, I say. I brew thee a wondrous drink.
Make mine grape juice.
Poison. Oh, it's poison.
Aye, a wondrous poison. Brewed by the great Locusta, just for thee. Here, drink it deep.
No. Oh, spare me, great Nero.
Drink, oh, or I'll mouth. I'll force it down your throat.
No.
Drink.
Yeah, drink, and we'll all go home.
Drink, I say. There. Open thy puling mouth. There. The deed is done.
Nero. I do it. Nero.
Bravo. What an exit. What an exit.
Farewell, Olivia. I must return to Rome. Farewell.
Nero.
Look out. Oh, now, wait a minute, woman. Fun's fun, but you'll hurt yourself falling on people's floors that way. Hey, you, Nero, whatever your name is, come on back here.
Oh, listen, woman, come on, get up, will you? I don't know what this is all about, but it's gone plenty far enough.
If you're trying to initiate me into a lodge, I don't want to join.
Oh, come on, lady, please get up. Your friend's gone out the window.
On your lips. Blood. Manager! Police! Police!
Hurry, man, hurry. I tell you, the woman died.
Please, Mr. Madison, don't talk so loud there. The other guest.
Oh, who cares about your other guests? Here, right in here.
What?
But the door's locked.
Well, unlock it, Mr. Madison. Unlock it.
I cannot. I left my key inside.
And I left my pass key in the desk.
Well, come on, we'll break it down.
No. Wait, don't.
Here comes Malone. Malone, hurry up.
Hey, what's going on here? What's the matter, boy? Is this mug making trouble?
Don't be a fool, Malone.
This gentleman, Mr. Madison.
Oh, Madison. Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sorry, Mr. Madison. You see, I thought...
Stop thinking and open that door. There's a woman dying in there.
Dying?
Don't stand there, you idiot. Open that door.
Yeah, sure. I got a key here someplace.
Hurry, Malone.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. There now.
What in the...
Where is she? Ain't nobody here.
She's gone.
Gone? But you said a dame was dying.
Well, she was right there on the floor.
This guy is nuts. The only thing on the floor is a rug.
Wait, the bedroom. Maybe she...
No.
Oh, there's nobody in here. Nobody.
In fact, Mr. Madison, you might say that there's no one in the entire place other than ourselves.
But I tell you, she was here. Right here on the floor. She drank the poison out of that glass there.
Wait a minute. What glass?
What? That glass?
Listen, mister, if you see a glass in this room, I'd better get a pair of glasses.
I tell you, there was a glass there. And a woman, too.
Any pink elephants?
Listen, you...
No, please, Mr. Madison, don't get excited. Surely you must have been mistaken.
Mistaken? Listen, I tell you, she was here, right on the floor, dying. And I thought they were fooling.
They? Fooling? Who was fooling? Who are they? Talk up, Mr. Madison.
Olivia, whatever her name was. You know Nero's wife. Nero's wife?
Sure, I might have known it. He's one of those dips, who's it, you
know? I tell you, I'm dead sober. A woman was poisoned in this room tonight, and heaven only knows where she's gone now.
Just a second there, Mr. Madison. Who gave who poison?
Yeah. Who gave who poison?
I told you, Nero gave it to his wife.
You mean the guy who fiddled while Rome was burning?
All I know is he said his name was Nero and he was the emperor of Rome.
Oh, this guy is nuts.
He must be. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about. I saw it with my own eyes.
All right, Mr. Madison, all right. Take it easy. Here. Have a chair.
Yeah, Mr. Madison, you're all tired out. Come on, a nice soft chair.
Cut it out. I'm not crazy. I tell you, I saw Nero right here in this room and his wife, and he poisoned her. And I let him do it. She was dying, I tell you. Dying.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Honesty's in the news, and this is a funny one. Harry Madison, world-famous soldier of fortune, today claimed that he met Nero and Nero's wife in his hotel room. Yes, sir, Mr. Madison, who just announced his retirement as a professional adventurer, claims that he met the fire-fiddling Nero and his wife in one of the suites of a local hotel. Dr. Bradley, the hotel physician, recommended complete peace and quiet. But meanwhile, the story's got the whole town laughing. The whole town is laughing.
One time you were a personal friend of Nero.
Mr. Madison, I represent the newspaper syndicate. Would you write an article on my pal Nero?
Leave me alone.
Madison, would you mind posing for a picture with a man who's dead?
Leave me alone!
Murphy!
Yes, sir?
They're laughing at me.
Oh, the town's laughing at me.
I know the
fools. I tell you, Murphy, she was lying there on that floor right where your feet are now.
Oh, but begging your pardon, sir, they've been dead 2,000 years. I mean Nero and that lady.
I don't care if they've been dead 20,000 years. I tell you, I saw Nero murder Olivia. I looked it up in a history book, and to help me, that's just what the Roman Emperor did to his wife 2,000 years ago. I stood by last night and let him do it again. Now pack our things.
Our things?
Right, we're getting out of here.
But I thought
yes,
we were...
Yes, so did I. Peace and quiet in New York. That's a joke, isn't it? All I've had is pointing fingers, wisecracks, people laughing at me. Murphy, I tell you, I can't stand it any longer. China, Africa, any place away from this madhouse. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me. If that's another reporter, I'll...
I'll take it easy, sir. I'll take care of him.
There's a turn of attitude in here.
Sure, then what's it to you, me fine bucko?
Give him this.
Right. Oh, look, Mr. Madison. Tickets.
Tickets? Tickets to what?
I don't know, sir. Oh, wait there. Hold on now. There's a letter, sir.
Give me that.
Dear Mr. Madison, before you leave town, please use this ticket. They're all laughing at you, but maybe you'll have the last laugh. Say, what is this?
I don't know, sir.
Well, get my hat and get yours, too.
Huh?
If I've got a last laugh coming, I'm going after it. We're going to use these tickets tonight.
This way, sir.
Has the show started, Usher?
Yes, sir. This way, please.
Say, where are you taking us?
You have a box, sir.
A box?
Yes, sir.
Say, wait a minute. If you think I'm going to sit up there in a box with everybody staring at me, you're crazy.
I'm sorry, sir, but my instructions were to show you and your party to a box.
Just say the word, sir, then I'll click this buckle.
Oh, it's okay, Murph. Lead on, Duff. I don't know what this is all about, but here goes.
Step right in here, sir.
Okay. Come on, Murph.
Are they laughing at us?
No,
we're
just playing.
Sit
down, will you? Keep quiet. I want to find out what this is all about.
Well, if any of them mugs start laughing at us,
will you keep quiet and listen?
Yes, sir.
Well, all of you, and our soul ready to die?
Oh, spare me, great hero. Spare me.
Well, I'll be it.
What is it, sir?
And why should I spare you? I, the great, glorious Nero, Premier, commander-in-chief of the forces, and empowered to act as the tribune of the people.
Why would he roam? How would he go among strangers?
Oh,
spare me, great Nero.
Spare me. Olivia, come to me.
Come on, Murphy. We're getting out of here.
Yes, sir.
Where's the stage door of this place? Where is it?
But what's the matter? It's just because it's about Nero.
Say about Nero, you fool. That woman on the stage was the very woman I saw poisoned in my room that night.
But, Mr. Madison...
Don't forget it. They used me in a cheap publicity stunt to advertise their play about Nero.
Oh, Mr. Madison, where are you going?
Use Terry Madison as a publicity stooge, will they? I'm going backstage and tear this place apart piece by piece. And I'm starting with that Olivia.
Shannon's dressing room is up on there, sir.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you.
What is it? Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Won't you come in?
Sure. How soon do you expect your husband back?
My husband?
Oh, you know, Nero with a poison cup. Well, why don't you laugh?
There's no reason to laugh.
Oh, yes, there is. The laugh of the year. By tomorrow, they'll be laughing at it from coast to coast. It's a riot, a scream, a wow.
Oh, please, please, before you say any more. Say
this. No, no, you listen to me. You made me the laugh of New York with a cheap publicity trick to advertise your cheap little play. Oh, from the looks of that crowd out there, it pays to make a chump out of me, so what I say and do won't make any difference. That lady is a rotten trick. It's part of the roughness of the whole blasted world these days. Get what you can and the devil...
No, no, don't say any more. I know. The moment I left your hotel room, I realized how wrong I was.
I can imagine.
Oh, please believe me, Mr. Madison. Please believe me and try to understand why I did it. You see, I wrote this play about Nero and his wife, and every cent I've got in the world invested in it. It just had to be a success. And when our publicity man thought up the idea of using you to get all sorts of publicity about Nero in the papers before the play opened, I agreed.
I'll see.
Oh, I didn't stop to think of what it would mean to you, the ridicule and laughter, but now... Oh, if you only knew how sorry I am.
That's easily said.
But it's true. A few moments I saw you that night. I can't begin to tell you how sorry I was that you were the one who'd be hurt by that crazy publicity stunt. It was too late to turn back then, but don't you see that was why I sent you those tickets for the opening tonight?
No, I don't see.
Well, I wanted you to come here and see me playing Nero's wife on the stage. I knew that would make you so angry you'd come backstage and tell me how little you thought of me, and then... Oh, for heaven's sake, man, what do I have to do to make you understand I wanted to see you again?
You wanted to see me.
Of course I did. I've wanted to meet you for a long time. Terry Madison. Adventurer, soldier, and gentleman by excellence. Well, now you're here. It affects me so much, I suppose I'll never see you again.
Second act, Miss Shannon.
No, I've got to go back out there and play Nero's wife again, but... Oh, please, Mr. Madison. Before we say goodbye, please tell me you won't hate me too much. Mr. Madison, what are you laughing about?
Just happened to remember the reason I came to New York. It was for peace and rest and quiet.
What?
Doesn't look as if I'm going to get much of that now.
Why not?
Because something tells me I'm going to be very busy from now on. Running around with Nero's wife.
Featured tonight, John Brown and Ruth York, with Walter Kinsella, Winfield Honey, and Sidney Chaplin. Next week, we bring you a new play, The Immortal Gentleman, a strange story of a young man who meets immortality in a brave new world. Arch Obler's play.